StopTechStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Joe Putnam back with you here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. The State College Spikes and Mahoney Valley Scrappers set to tangle here in this corner of the Eastwood Mall property. And it is beautiful weather tonight out here in Niles. 69 degrees at game time. The real feel at 70. And nary a cloud in the sky above the field. Can see some off in the distance in left, but that's all. As Carson Luna, Samuel Benjamin, and Cade Climie, top three in the order, due up against right-hander Max Banks, making his debut on the mound for the Mahoney Valley Scrappers. Banks, again out of Chapman University, a native of San Francisco, 6'4", 225 pounds. He is 21 years of age. And well, he and catcher Cone Nikolai actually dipped into the dugout first, maybe late getting back onto the field. And almost ready to go as Banks now will circle around and retrieve the baseball from behind the mound. And regardless of what timing there is, he completes his warm-up pitches. Meanwhile, the rest of the defense for Mahoney Valley looks like this. Will Shannon is at first base. Mark Black is at second. Max Johnson at short. John Schroeder is at third. Outfield is Jared Quant in left. Josh Stevenson in center. And Joel Dragoo is in right field with Cohen Nikolai. Nikolai is just 18 years old out of Service High School in Anchorage, Alaska. But he is 6'2", 213 pounds, has acquitted himself well so far. Spikes, by the way, had their own 18-year-old catcher, Max Bushyhead, in the starting lineup tonight as well. Scrappers in the home whites. Scrappers word mark logo across the front, mostly in gray, and maroon numerals on the lower left-hand portion of the jersey. Maroon numerals on the back as well, and the maroon caps with the logo bearing the head of Scrappy, their dog mascot. Derivative of the Scrappers name, which itself is derivative from scrap iron. Youngstown, very much the Youngstown area into heavy industry through the years. And Niles right outside Youngstown, a Warren area as well. Meanwhile, the Spikes are in their navy blue jerseys, Riven S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numbers outlined in red on the lower right-hand portion of the jersey. Same on the back, gold numerals with the red outline. Gray pants for the Spikes with a blue stripe running down the side. It's all white pants for the Scrappers, and the Spikes will be wearing their navy blue caps with the Ribbon S logo on the front. You can pick up those caps now at Off the Rack Outfitters. Wear the gear the Spikes wear and some new Spikes merchandise out there available for you, not only online at statecollegespikes.com, but also in-store. And it will be open during normal business hours all this week and during the PIAA State Championship. So if you're headed out for those games, pick up some Spikes gear while you're there, and we know a lot of folks are going to be headed over to Thursday morning, 10:30 a.m., Baldingale area, bidding to become champions for the second consecutive year. Here's Carson Luna to start things off for this one, and the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is on the way, and it's a strike at 7:04 p.m. Leaning in for the sign now is Banks. Gets it from Nikolai, a shortened wind up and the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Tonight's first pitch at 7:04. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in St. Catharines for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. 0-2 to Luna. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So, first out of the night. First strikeout for Banks. And now here's Samuel Benjamin, the center fielder out of Houston Christian, has been on a tear. Hit .464 in his first six games in a Spikes uniform last week. 13 of 28 at the plate. He added six walks, so a .559 on base percentage. Two home runs. He's the one of only two players in the league with two. Along with Trenton's Landon Fry. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch from the righty Banks fired in for a strike. 89 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. Benjamin also adding 11 RBIs. That puts him tops in the league. He is 5 of 6 in stolen base attempts as well. Up and down the order, Spikes have been running under new manager Tim Battle. And that pitch down and in for a ball. Benjamin jackknifing a bit out of the way. One ball and one strike. 330 feet down the lines here at Eastwood Field. But it's shortened fences. That's where the bullpens are, down the left and right field line behind the walls, but only four-foot-high walls there. It extends up to 8 feet high the rest of the way around to 405 in center. 375 to the gaps, and the 1-1 fades in outside a ball. Slider just outside. Banks' fastball has some cut action to it. And the shortened stretch from Banks and the 2-1. That is fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Interesting that Samuel Benjamin bats second, Cade Climie bats third tonight. They actually are high school teammates. Of course, Cade coming back to the Spikes from Blinn Junior College. Sam finding his way through Houston Christian in the 2-1. And this is sent screaming but foul down the right field line and careening towards the mall property. It's actually where the folks enter here into the parking lots at Eastwood Field, which are separated from the rest of the mall. Seven Lakes High School, the alma mater shared by Benjamin and Climie, the on-deck hitter. 2-2 the count and the pitch. That's in the dirt, blocked by Nikolai. And the breaking ball fills the count, 3-2. Our umpires tonight, Sean Hoverston at the plate, Nathan Hoverston at first, and Jeffrey Clifford is at third. And the 3-2, that is outside a ball, deflects off the mitt of Nikolai, and Benjamin was tossing the bat away. Nikolai was retrieving the baseball, and the bat hit him, but Benjamin immediately apologetic, didn't mean to do that at all. And all is copacetic as Sam trots down to first and ups his on-base percentage. That's the seventh walk he has drawn, and that's in addition to 13 hits now in seven games. And a runner on for Cade Climie. Cade hitting .500 since returning to the Spikes after winning the Junior College National Championship. The JUCO World Series Division I ranks out in Grand Junction, Colorado, out of Blinn Junior College in Texas. 4 of 8 so far. But a sharp grounder to short, deflects off Max Johnson, the shortstop. Retrieved by Black, but there's no play. Everybody is safe. And we'll see what the ruling is on that one. Exit velocity off the bat, 98 miles an hour. They flashed 119 up there on the board. Maybe that was kilometers. But according to the TrackMan system, that was a sharp ground ball, 98 miles an hour off the bat. It will, however, be ruled as the first error of the game. E6 the call. So Benjamin at second, Climie at first. And now the reigning MLB Draft League Player of the Week, Daniil Ortiz. Ortiz hasn't done much in the first six games. He's just hit .550. With a .667 on base percentage and a .750 slugging percentage. The pitch taken for a ball, 93 on the fastball, high and away. Daniil with a double, a home run, 7 runs knocked in 6 games, including the walk-off single to win it Sunday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Really complete the opening weekend series of the year at home in grand fashion. Ortiz has also scored 8 runs this year. First and second, one gone, the 1-0. Chopper down the third baseline, foul. Tim Battle thought about making a play, but it was a little bit too hot of a grounder without wearing a glove on that hand. So Tim, with the wisdom of being in the game of baseball for many years, let it go. Does get become the cutoff man for the return of that baseball to the dugout. But 1-1 now, the count to the right-handed hitting Daniil Ortiz. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and that one he tried to pull back. A breaking ball was high. Ortiz tried to pull it back, but committed himself, and it's now 1-2. No score so far. We're in the top of the first inning here at Eastwood Field. Opener of a 3-game series here, and the Spikes will head to West Virginia for 3 games against the Black Bears, same team they played last weekend in Happy Valley. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and that's the second strikeout for Max Banks. 2 away in the top of the first. Runners remain on first and second for the number 5 hitter in the order tonight, Brylan West, the first baseman, who flew into State College Regional Airport, zoomed to the ballpark, got in uniform, got out there, grabbed a couple of hits his very first game Saturday night. He's now 3-for-8 as a Spike. 3 runs knocked in. 389 the on-base percentage. First pitch, a foul at the plate. He checked his swing. The ball hit the bat and hit him in the batter's box. So 0-1 the count to West. And Spikes, of course, have been adding on some players. Unfortunately, first departure of the season, Jackson Cobb left the active roster today. Well, we certainly wish him the best. Hopefully he recovers as West smacks this 0-1 pitch deep to center field. Stevenson, however, going back on it, has a beat on it, makes the catch shy of the warning track, and the inning is over. Spikes threaten in the first. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 2 runners left on base, however. Jason Flores gets the ball in the bottom half of the first inning in a scoreless game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Jason Flores makes his third appearance of the season for the State College Spikes. He has a 1-0 record, a 4.5 ERA, picked up the win, his very first outing of the year on Wednesday night in Trenton. As the pitch, a strike, fastball on the inside corner, 94 miles an hour to the switch hitting Max Johnson, batting as a left-handed hitter. Johnson this year, 444 the average, 4-for-9 his first 3 games with a double. Flares went on to third, however, not hard hit, and Daniil Ortiz able to make the catch chest high. A liner, I suppose, but it's the first out. Not such a hot one to the hot corner. Now Mark Black, the batter. Black, the second baseman, a right-handed hitter. 154 the batting average, but 313 the on-base percentage in his first four games. One double, one RBI. He has walked twice as well. Black out of Gardner-Webb University, which is also the alma mater of a couple of folks in the MLB Draft League, including the West Virginia Black Bears. First pitch, a strike from Flores again. A little bit of off-speed, and that one, the four-seam fastball, misses low, 1-1. Cut fastball on the first pitch is what it was. It was at 89, 95. He came back with the second offering. Now the 1-1. There's the cutter again for a strike on the outer edge, 1-2. Flores with a nice mix of pitches. We've seen so many spikes outstanding in their first few outings on the mound. I mean, the spikes are really just putting it all together right now. They've got the bats. They've got the arms. As the 1-2 to Black in tight, turning away from it is Black. 2-2 on the fastball up and in. Brylan West at first base behind Flores. Carson Luna at second. Blake Wilson at short. Daniel Ortiz at third. And the 2-2 pitch bounced up the middle. Passed Wilson into center field. A base hit. Blake chased after it. Gave it everything he could. But the tweener is the first hit of the night for either team. And Black is aboard for Josh Stevenson. Stevenson, left-handed hitter, playing center field tonight out of Ohio State University. Don't add the Lafayette, Louisiana native, 6'1", 195 pounds. He is 22 years of age. And the first pitch to him is a fastball down and in, 95 on the gun there. Stevenson in four games with Mahoning Valley, 3-for-14, a .214 average, but a .313 on-base percentage, .500 slugging percentage, two doubles and a triple already. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 the count to Stevenson. And again, the disparity between the spikes and the rest of the MLB Draft League in terms of running, spikes are 29 of 32 as a team. The Scrappers are 11 of 15. Nobody has more than five so far. Here's a grounder to the left side and slips into left field. Rounding second is Black. He'll hold there. But a pair of ground ball singles. Black's up the middle. Stevenson to the left side. And put two runners on for the Scrappers with one out, and Will Shannon the batter. Shannon out of Hillsdale College up in Michigan, Division II school. Bloomfield Hills, Michigan native. 21 years old, 6'5", 225 pounds. And Shannon batting .240, .269 the on-base percentage. Two doubles, five runs batted in over six games. And Max Bushyhead went out to the mound, 18-year-old to 18-year-old. Have a chat with Jason Flores, and now everything is set. Flores with the lime green mitt on the left hand. Takes time now. Resets on the mound. Resets the pitch timer. Ticking away. Here's the pitch homeward. Fastball for a strike. 96 miles an hour. Really ratcheting it up. So that one went over the inner half of the plate on the righty Shannon. Joel Dragoo on deck for the Scrappers. Clad in white, spikes in the blue jerseys, the gray pants, no score, bottom of the first inning. Flores gets the sign, sets at the belt, bluff steal off second, the pitch taken the other way down the right field line, tailing, and that will go foul. Not a whole lot of foul territory there, so actually it's somewhat hidden here as that's down the clubhouse side, and there's only about 2 feet of foul ground from the line to the wall, so most likely it hit that wall, making it an easy call for Nathan Hoverston down the first base line. Simply strike two, and Shannon making the long walk. He bolted. He was almost to second by the time he realized it was a foul ball, and so has to make the long walk all the way back. And Shannon will head back into the right-handed box. He thought he might have had extra bases, knocked in two runs, but has to reset. Flores gets the sign, looks to second. The 0-2. Checked his swing, cut fastball in tight, ball one. A good 0-2 pitch. Most 0-2 pitches fall outside the zone, but that was one that was in on the wrist that might have been able to fool Shannon into thinking he could pull. 1-2. Runners dancing off the bases. The pitch to the plate. Fastball and a called strike three on the outer half. 94 miles an hour on that one, and Jason Flores has his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Here's Joel Dragoo, the right fielder, out of Presbyterian College, a Bexville, Texas native. Presbyterian down in South Carolina. 21 years old, 6'1", 210 pounds, right-handed hitter, and his first pitch taken for a strike. And there the slider, first, really the changeup actually is what we saw there from Flores. 0-1 the count, almost has the, either way, whether it was a change or a slider, it had a nice break to it. And the 0-1, and that is popped up in the air, and Flores coming off the mound, coming forward, making the grab. And the inning is over. And Flores shearing some bats, perhaps, in the frame. That's two weak pop-ups that he elicited for outs. A strikeout, and he worked around a pair of hits in between. We go to the second. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Six, seven, eight batters due up for the Spikes here in the top of the second. Trayson Hughes, Blake Wilson, and Tyson Bass against Mahoning Valley right-hander Max Banks. No score here at Eastwood Field. Scrappers with a pair of hits. Spikes none so far, but a Mahoning Valley error. Trayson Hughes, a contender for that MLB Draft League Player of the Week crown that Daniil Ortiz won yesterday. First pitch to him here is a strike. Breaking him on the inner half, 0-1. He's this season batting .500, a .593 on base percentage, six steals in as many attempts. And the 0-1 to him is fouled away, already with a four-hit game under his belt this year. Has a double and a triple to his credit. 636, the slugging percentage. He has also been hit by three pitches. All three of them were in the same game, setting a new Spikes record in Trenton in the first series of the year on the road. Spikes with only three of their first 12 games of this first half on the road, but they will end with a flurry of home games in late June into early July, and then it's a foul ball back to the screen, still 0-2 to Hughes. After that flurry, he'll stop down for a while, but then heavy in the month of August in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. Schedule available now at statecollegespikes.com in full if you'd like to take a look. And the 0-2 pitch lofted high in the air to left field. But Jared Quant has a beat on it, makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Within earshot of the Spikes bullpen pitchers, sort of leaning on that outfield wall. And the first out in the second inning. Here's Blake Wilson now, the shortstop out of Parker, Colorado. And Wilson is off to a great start this year as well. In the field for sure. He had notched a double, knocked in three runs. He's stolen a pair of bases. 364, the on-base percentage. Looking for his second hit of the year in his seventh game. And the first pitch swung on and missed. 0-1, 88 miles an hour there. Again, Bass to follow. Then it would be Max Bushyhead, and then back to the top of the lineup with Carson Luna and so on. Short stretch for Banks. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went breaking ball there. Slipped away from the right-hander Wilson. Tim Battle Jr., Spikes manager, coaching at third. Darnell Sweeney, the Spikes hitting coach, the former big leaguer at first. Lots of big leaguers across these coaching staffs. Look on the Mahoning Valley side. Quentin McCracken, the manager this season, taking over for Homer Bush. And then Dimitri Young last year, Homer Bush 2 years ago. Breaking ball missed outside, 1-2. Tried to bait Wilson, perhaps. Mike DeFelice is now the hitting coach, a longtime big leaguer. Ron Mayhay returns, previously Mahoning Valley pitching coach. He returns, another big league hurler. And Quentin Holmes serving as assistant coach for the Scrappers. Of course, Jared Brown on the Spike side, former Pittsburgh Pirates and Montreal Expos draft pick, serving as the pitching coach for the Spikes. 2-2 the count to Wilson after he takes the fastball. And the pitch, 2-2 swung on and missed. Wilson tried to hold back on the pitch in the dirt but could not. The curveball got him, and that is three strikeouts now for Max Banks. Out of his first five outs, four of those outs have been in succession. And now Tyson Bass, the batter. Bass, the left fielder out of North Carolina Wesleyan, hitting 350 with a 536 on-base percentage to start the year in six games. Still looking for his first extra base hit, but has six RBIs already. And he takes a strike on the inner half, has a four-hit game to his credit, has drawn eight walks already in 28 plate appearances. Add that to the seven singles. He has scored five runs as well, and he's 3-for-4 in stolen bases. Here's the 0-1. That fades in for a strike. Breaking ball slicing across the middle of the zone, 0-2. Infield back, outfield back. No score, top of the second. Two strikes, two outs. Banks looks in for the sign from Nikolai. Raises the mitt, and the pitch. Check swing, breaking ball swept outside. And Bass did hold back. It's ball one. Of course, here in the MLB Draft League, State College, Mahoning Valley, two of the six teams, the charter members of the league, as was announced by the league just a little while ago, as the 1-2 in tight with a fastball. 2-2 the count. Announced that there would be more teams entering the fray here in the MLB Draft League in the near future. And certainly the hope is to increase by two teams here in the very near future. And who knows what the future holds for the MLB Draft League, but it is committed to for the next 5 years for sure. Out to 2030, actually. 5 years added on to the original commitment by Major League Baseball. And Bass fouls it away, 2-2 the count. So certainly good news, and the Spikes, of course, well-positioned to be long-term partners with Major League Baseball for many years to come. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, high fastball got him, and Banks with back-to-back strikeouts, four Ks so far tonight, and he's retired the last five he's faced. We go to the bottom of the second, no score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom half of the second inning, Cohen Nicolai, Jared Quant, and Jordan Taylor, the 6-7-8 batters, due up for the Scrappers is the Spikes. In a scoreless matchup with Mahoning Valley, and Jason Flores has finished his warm-ups, but he is allowing the promotion to finish up here at Mahoning Valley, and very kind of him to do so. Now strides back to the top of the hill. Now, actually, Flores was very quick with his warm-ups. There's ample time on the between innings timer, which is set to 2 minutes and 15 seconds in the MLB Draft League. But, again, if everybody's good with it, you can stop it early and just start the inning. But, of course, all the fun promotions here and at Mettler Field, Lebrano Park, sometimes like to take the full compliment of time as Cohen Nicolai takes a cut fastball low. One ball, no strikes. Nicolai, just 18 years old, out of Anchorage, Alaska, Service High School. And that one a strike just above the knees with a cutter. 1-1 from Flores, so 18-year-old pitching, 18-year-old hitting, 18-year-old catching right now. The offering from Flores, that's in tight and hits Nicolai on the left arm. So he'll toss away the bat, and it's the first hit batsman of the game for either side.
Number 22, Jared.
For Flores, the second hit batsman of the season. And with the leadoff man on, here is Jared Quant, switch-hitting left fielder out of the University of Hawaii, a native of Fremont, California. 6 foot, 175 pounds. He is 22 years of age. And the pitch homeward, and Quant swings on the first pitch, sends it toward left center, and this will drop in front of Benjamin for a base hit. Rounding second is Nicolai, the throw into third, climbing with a tag. He is out. And he was out all the way. Samuel Benjamin with a phenomenal throw. He knew exactly what was going on. Nicolai trying to be aggressive. Certainly can't fault him for that, but Sam Benjamin was ready. So Quant will get credit for a single and then move to second on the throw. And here is Jordan Taylor, the designated hitter. And it's ironic because the president of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers also named Jordan Taylor, but no, he is not switching over on the field. This Jordan Taylor is 21 years old, out of Chipola College, big-time JUCO program down in Florida, Jacksonville native, 6'1", 185 pounds. He takes the first pitch for a strike. Slider from Flores over the outer half, 0-1 the count. That's three hits now for the Scrappers. A runner on second, but there is one out on the pitch. Bounced up the middle. This will move the runner up. On to Wilson. It's short. Fires on to first in time. And Quant does advance to third. Holds there. Two away. And he talked about the changeover in the roster. And, of course, there was quite a rotation going at first base. Trayson Hughes, who tonight is playing right field. He's an outfielder by trade, but he had the most first base experience of anybody on the Spikes roster to begin the season, so he was playing first base. And then he got hurt in a game at Trenton. He's returned to action. But Spikes were forced to look for other options. They found it in Jackson Cobb, and between the two of them, both of them, not first baseman by trade, but they looked like they were naturals at the position. However, and there goes the pitch. Here's a steal attempt of home, and he blocks home plate. Max Bushyhead was there to tag, but they said he got there to block home plate. And so the stolen base is awarded, a steal of home, a straight steal of home by Jared Quant, makes it a 1-0 lead for Mahoning Valley. A daring play to be sure, that'll turn some heads in the league. 0-1 is the count. Actually, I beg your pardon, it's not going to be a stolen base. It was a steal attempt. It's actually a balk on the catcher. Because Max Bushyhead, and that's where he didn't block the plate. He came forward out of the catcher's box while the ball was being delivered. And anytime that happens, that's a balk on the catcher. And a grounder on to first, picked up by Brylan West. He'll step on the bag. So a lot of excitement for sure here. But daring play. It was a straight steal attempt of home to start, but Quant will get home officially on the balk. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of all that, it's 1-0 Mahoning Valley. We'll move to the third inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Max Banks on for his third inning of work. Delivers a breaking ball low and away to Max Bushyhead, the right-handed hitting catcher. 18 years old out of Manford, Oklahoma. He is headed to the University of Oklahoma to start his collegiate career in the fall. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0 the count. Max hitting 200 so far, a 500 on base percentage, 2-for-10 at the plate, but 6 walks in 3 games. He and Manny Jackson have been splitting the catching duties. And the 2-0. Check swing, pitch low, 3-0 the count to Bushyhead with Carson Luna and Samuel Benjamin, the 1A and 2 hitters in the order to follow. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. Jared Quant taking off from third for home, a straight steal attempt, and it was called a balk on the catcher, Max Bushyhead. But Bushyhead atones for that with his leadoff walk here in the top of the third. Well, one of those steals of home, you just don't expect that at all at any point. Of course, there's examples through the years of just people being totally taken off guard. Of course, 1964, the Philadelphia Phillies looked like they had the National League in the bag. They had a double-digit lead in September in terms of games. They ended up falling out of it in one of the big plays in that enabled St. Louis to advance to the World Series instead. Chico Ruiz, in a scoreless game, just on third base, just wound up, took off for home, and made it. Pitch to Luna, a strike, 0-1. Carson 0-1 with a strikeout this evening. Carson Luna, also 18 years old, out of Houston, Texas. He'll be going to the University of Texas here in the fall. A throw to first. Tag applied, but Bushyhead is back. I know in Jim Bouton's book, Ball Four, he talks about the time Rod Carew, the Hall of Famer, was at third base, and pitcher on the mound paying a lot of attention to him. Here's the 0-1. Luna fouls it back to the screen. 0-2, and Sal Magley was the pitching coach for Bouton's club in that book, the Seattle Pilots, about the only proof that they ever existed. You know them now as the Milwaukee Brewers. But Magley says, don't worry about him, and whereupon Rod Carew takes off for home and makes it. 0-2 the count. So rare, it's like lightning striking. 0-2 the count. Quick throw to first. Bushyhead dives back in. That's one thing Max Banks, you can tell, is a little bit more experienced of a pitcher. He is 21 years old out of Chapman University, but he's holding runners on, unleashing his pickoff throws. The 0-2. That swung on, popped up down the right field line, but floating foul. And obviously, here in the MLB Draft League, all these pitchers are looking to impress scouts. And there are several scouts in attendance here tonight across a variety of clubs. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Seattle Mariners, just to name two. But they're so focused at hand on pitching the ball to the plate sometimes that the running game can take advantage, and maybe that is a factor in what the Spikes have been able to do, although as the pitch went inside for a ball, 1-2. You also have maybe Spikes who have been unbridled a bit now. There are multiple Spikes who have more steals in the first week of this MLB Draft League season than they did all of the college season. But, of course, that may not have been their role in school, but they certainly want to showcase that ability, that versatility, that array of tools to the scouts here and those who are watching the video and getting the numbers from these games across Major League Baseball scouting departments. 1-2 to Luna, fouled back to the screen. The count remains the same. Spikes trail 1-0 here in the top of the third. Still looking for their first hit of the night. Two walks and a batter reaching via error. And the 1-2. Breaking ball and a called strike three on the inner half. Dropped in the curve, and that is Max Banks' fifth strikeout of the night. Bushyhead remains at first. One gone for Samuel Benjamin. He received one of those two walks earlier in the game. He'll step into the left-handed batter's box. Three hits so far for the Scrappers. Of course, it was the steal attempt at home that turned into a balk to score the run and put them ahead. Pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Came in at 89. RPMs on that one, about 2,500. Which is pretty good. A throw on to first. Bounces away from Shannon, but not far enough away for Bushyhead to try to advance. He was diving back in head first. And now he and talking things over with Darnell Sweeney. Looks like he got a little dirty on that one. He'll retake his lead here. Max has not officially stolen a base yet this year. Here's the 0-1 to Benjamin. Swing and a miss. Throwing back to first base is Nikolai, but a high throw. Shannon just had a leap to haul it in. No chance at a tag. It is 0-2, however, as the fastball went low. O2 the count. It went high, rather, on the last pitch. Here's the 0-2 offering. Bounces in, kicks away from Nikolai up in the air, and Bushyhead will move up to second. That'll be a wild pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt. Went for the put-away pitch, and instead, Bushyhead grabs the extra base on the wild delivery, and moves into scoring position with a 1-2 count now on Benjamin. Lights are on all the way around here at Eastwood Field, but we do not need them yet. Lots of blue skies above us. Wisps of clouds now joining them in the skies over Eastwood Field. 1-2 the count. Banks sets and delivers. And Benjamin fouls it away off the handle of the bat to the second, the back row of seats, the back section of seats here at Eastwood Field. Bleachers here at Eastwood Field are down the third base line in the upper level. There's a short concourse. There's a lower section of seats about six rows deep all the way around from third to first, looking at it left to right. And then bigger sections in the upper level. Bleachers on the third base side. The 1-2 fastball misses upstairs. 2-2 the count. And the bullpen bar and grill area, picnic areas over on the first base side here at Eastwood Field. Of course, the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion out in left field at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Bleachers set beyond that 18.55-foot high wall that has remained amidst the renovations at the new look Medler Field at LeBron O Park. 2-2. There's a sharp liner foul into that first base picnic pavilion here in Niles. 107 miles an hour off the bat. And the group's scattered amidst the rest of the ballpark tonight, so nobody in the path of that, which is probably a good thing. Bushyhead leads off second. Samuel Benjamin has worked the count to 2-2. This the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Banks sets at the midsection. Looks to second. Delivers. Check swing. Breaking ball low. Appeal down to third. Jeffrey Clifford said he did not go around, and the count runs full. Samuel Benjamin doing an excellent job of keeping himself alive in this at-bat. Prolonging the at-bat. Bushyhead's been able to advance because of it. Now the payoff pitch. Here it is. It's fouled back to the screen off the top of it, ricocheting back down to the field. Count remains full, and Benjamin will almost nonchalantly just scoop that one up and backhandedly toss it to the third base dugout, and then it's tossed across the way to the first base dugout, each side keeping its own baseballs. Another 3-2 offering, pitch number 9 of the at-bat on the way. Bushyhead leads off second. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball 4. What a masterful job by Samuel Benjamin of staying patient at the plate, working his second walk in as many plate appearances. He's staying alive, fell behind in the count 0-2. But he able to rally, and now first and second with one out for Cade Climie. Climie, the designated hitter, is 0-for-1 officially, reached via an error. A sharply hit ground ball to the shortstop, ricocheted off Max Johnson, the shortstop's body in the first inning. And now Banks out of the stretch. Looks in for the sign from Nikolai and delivers. Here's a sharp grounder along the around right side into right field, a base hit. Bushyhead around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. Benjamin moves to third. Cade Climie with the RBI single here on the top of the third inning has tied it up at 1 here at Eastwood Field. So for Climie, that is his third RBI already this year in his fourth game in his return to the Spikes from the first half last year. And Daniil Ortiz is up, but before that, hustling out to the mound is Mahoning Valley pitching coach Ron Mahay. And he is in discussion right now with Cohen Nikolai and Max Banks. Things turning against Banks somewhat. He had been sailing, retired 5 straight batters, and in fact the error that had put Climie on the first inning was just prior to that. Had not allowed a hit to this point until Climie's ground ball single to the right side. 103 miles an hour off the bat as well. This was not a weakly hit grounder that bleeded through. or bled through. It was a sharp rounder once again off the bat of Climby, and now the run is scored. Runners at the corners, one gone for Ortiz, who struck out against Banks in the first inning. The reigning defending MLB Draft League Player of the Week. And the first pitch to him in this at-bat. Bouncer onto the right side, taken by Black, second baseman to second for one. Shortstop Johnson to first, double play. 4-6-3 it goes. Pitch jammed him a little bit. But Mahoning Valley turns its sixth double play of the year out of it and ends the top of the third. Spikes tie up the game. A run on a hit. Cade Climby's game-tying single. One runner left on base. End of 2.5. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the bottom of the third inning, Jason Flores, who has thrown 25 pitches, 18 of them for strikes in his first two frames. Back on the mound for the Spikes, he'll face the top of the order. Max Johnson, Mark Black, and Josh Stevenson. We're all tied up at one here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio, corner of the Eastwood Mall property, one of the largest mall properties in the United States. First pitch fastball from Flores, upstairs for a ball to Johnson. Switch hitting shortstop, batting's a lefty, and a weak line out to third his last time up. Really more of a pop-up than a liner. It was only 47 miles an hour off the bat, so it was an easy play for Ortiz, but now the 1-0 fastball misses down and in. 2-0 the count. Flores with the green mitt on the left hand delivers, and this one is in the air, right field, playable for Trayson Hughes, however. He settles up in front of the right field wall. The taller fence in right makes the catch. And there's one gone, and there is action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. As Mark Black steps in, and it looks like next man up for the Scrappers will be Zach Collier, a TCU product, Fort Worth native. So Collier, the right-hander, warming up for the Scrappers. Max Banks overall, pretty good outing, three innings of work, and again, first pitch down and away for a ball to the right-handed hitting Black. Ben Harris threw five innings, his first start of the year for the Spikes. That's not going to be typical here in the MLB Draft League's first half. For the 1-0, breaking ball down and in, swung on and missed. 1-1. Actually, that wasn't even a breaking ball. That came in at 92 miles an hour. That was just a fastball with a lot of movement to it. One ball, one strike. Flores delivers. High chopper to the left side, taken by the shortstop, Wilson to the hole, throw to first in time, two away. Nabbed him by a step, but Wilson showing off the arm. Blake has really excelled defensively at both second base and shortstop since starting out the season with the Spikes, and of course Jackson Cobb departing today. We certainly hope Jackson recovers. It was unfortunately due to injury. And he has got a bright career ahead of him for sure. And the three remaining middle infielders for the Spikes picking up the slack is the first pitch to Stevenson, down and in, 1-0 the count. Jake Mumaw, who is the other middle infielder now at the Spikes' disposal, not in the starting lineup tonight, but we may well see him later on in the game. The 1-0, breaking ball low, 2-0 the count. Spikes roster now sitting at 28, 15 pitchers, 13 position players, and of those, two of them catchers, more specialized, of course. 2-0 to Stevenson. Fastball high and away, 3-0. But now Brylan West, a true first baseman. That's what he played at FIU. He's in the fold. The 3-0 to Stevenson. Fastball up high, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Stevenson, who singled against Flores in the first inning. And now here's Will Shannon. First baseman struck out looking in the first. So far, it's the only strikeout Flores has recorded, but he'll look to get back to it. Ramada out of town scoreboard coming up as well. We'll take a look at the scores from around the MLB Draft League, the major leagues, and around the rest of sports as well. U.S. Open week at Pinehurst number 2 down in North Carolina starting on Thursday, but the practice rounds going on there. The pitch low and away, 1-0 the count. Scottie Scheffler coming off a win at the Memorial and, of course, won his second Masters title earlier this year. The 1-0, there goes a runner, pitches a strike, throw down to second, tag apply, but not in time. So Josh Stevenson with the steal. That is his second in as many attempts for the Scrappers. And for the, and again, Quant took off intending to steal home, but not credited with the steal due to the balk, which is actually called on the catcher. So that's the first official steal for the Scrappers tonight. They're 12th as a team this year. Again, the Spikes have 29. 1-1 count, 1-1 score, the pitch. And Shannon sends this one high in the air to right field. Hughes going all the way back toward the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch. Steadies himself against the fence as he comes back down. And Trayson Hughes with a tremendous play to end the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners, or excuse me, one runner left on base. End of three. Here in Ohio, it's State College 1, Mahoning Valley 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Than you expect, for less than you imagine.
Into the fourth inning, a 1-1 score here at Eastwood Field. Opener of a three-game series between the State College Spikes and Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Opener of a six-game road trip for the Spikes. It'll take us all the way to Sunday. 7:05 games here at Eastwood Field. Of course, tonight, a 7:04 start, as a matter of fact. And then Wednesday, Thursday as well. And this weekend, 7 o'clock starts at West Virginia Friday and Saturday before 1 p.m. matinee matchup Sunday, off day on the schedule Monday, and then back home to Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Pair of games against the Williamsport Crosscutters Tuesday, June 18th, Wednesday, June 19th, the return of Walking Taco Tuesday, and the first edition of Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Half-price hot dogs all game long. Half-price wine, 5:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday. After the half-price Walking Tacos on Tuesday, the wine from Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, and the first pitch to Brylan West. Here in the fourth inning is a strike. Fastball from Max Banks, who stays on here. All right, check that. The change was made. Saw earlier in the third inning that Zach Collier was warming up. He has entered the game. It is Collier 43 rather than Banks 45. We'll give you the numbers on Max Banks here in a moment. Brylan West with an 0-2 count against Collier. Just delivered a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Now the curveball up and in, ball one. Didn't quite drop. 82 on that curveball from Collier out of TCU, a Fort Worth native, 6'3", 220 pounds. He is 21 years old. The 1-2, fastball down and away. West did not chase. 2-2 the count. Collier making his second appearance from Mahoning Valley last time out. A good one. He strike out the side in order. A wild pitch intervening, but has been on a third strike, but three strikeouts were recorded. No hits, no runs. In one inning, so pitch low for a ball to Brylan West. Now the count is full. It was 0-2. West has made it full. And here's the payoff pitch. Bouncer to the left side, charging in for it. Third baseman Schroeder, and could not quite handle it. He knocked it down. Johnson came up with the baseball behind him. But racing down the line, West well ahead of any play that might have been able to make after that. It will be credited as a base hit. So West is on with a leadoff single. And Trayson Hughes now up, the left-handed hitting right fielder. So Collier is in, and there's more action in the offing in the Mahoning Valley pen as the first pitch, a strike over the inner half. 0-1 the count. Jason Flores has gone, by the way, three innings so far, 38 pitches, 23 for strikes. Here is the 0-1 to Hughes. And that's a broken bat pop-up, third base side. The ball will float into the seats. The barrel flew to first base, and Will Shannon, I think, got hit by the barrel of the bat. He is trying to walk it off. He is walking toward right field, and the handle is in Hughes' hand, so he will take it back to the dugout, along with retrieving a new bat. And now the barrel's returned to the Mahoning Valley dugout. I'm not sure. Are they checking for cork? I think they're just going to discard it. That's going to go in the trash can. That was cleft cleanly in two, with the splinters sticking out of each side. And as Shannon's footwork not fancy enough to elude the barrel, but looks like he is okay. 0-2 the count to Hughes. Collier throw to first. West dives back in safely. And getting to those numbers on Max Banks. Three innings of work. He allowed one run on one hit. He walked three batters but struck out five. He hit a batter as well, 53 pitches, 35 for strikes. And the 0-2 to Hughes dips out of the zone. Hughes does not chase. It's ball one. And the pitch. That is popped up left side of the infield. Schroeder, the third baseman underneath it, puts it away. And Hughes, he didn't let go of that bat. He might have been checking whether or not it was in one piece after that one. Well, the pop out is the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Two other games on the MLB Draft League slate tonight. Trenton leading Frederick 3-1 down in Maryland. That game in the top of the fourth inning. West Virginia up 2-1 on Williamsport. That's at Historic Bowman Field. Journey Bank Ballpark at Historic Bowman Field. In the top of the sixth, first pitch to Blake Wilson, 0 for 1 in this game. Delivered low, ball 1. Blake taking all the way. Entering tonight's games, State College and Williamsport tied for first with 5-1 records. Mahoning Valley was in third place in the league at 3-3. Fastball outside, 90 miles an hour, 2-0 to Wilson. Frederick and West Virginia tied for fourth, each at 2-4. And Trenton at 1-5 after winning the first game of the season in walk-off fashion. They have not grabbed a victory since, although slugfests aplenty this past weekend against the Cutters. 2-0 pitch popped up high into the sky and dropping down into the mid of the second baseman, Mark Black, in shallow right center. So after the infield single by West, a pair of high but not far pop-outs. And here is Tyson Bass, the left fielder, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Spikes and the Scrappers meeting for the first time this year. And the pitch. Breaking ball drops in for a strike on the inner half of the plate. 0-1 the count. That your classic really 12-6 curve. It just drops straight down across. But starting on the inner half of the plate. Righty Collier delivers the 0-1. There's the fastball swung on and missed. 93 miles an hour, 0-2. The spikes thus far, taking 2 out of 3 from the Trenton Thunder, sweeping the West Virginia Black Bears. Facing the Scrappers now, Black Bears again this weekend down at Kendrick Family Ballpark, a newly named facility, still the same ballpark. It used to be called Monongalia County Ballpark, but Ken Kendrick, the principal owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and his family making a sizable donation to West Virginia University, and in gratitude, the ballpark renamed for them. 0-2 to Bass. He found that one off the mask of the catcher, Cone Nikolai, but he is okay. And now the pitch. Breaking ball on a called strike 3 on the inner half. So Collier records his first strikeout of the night. It's the Scrappers' 6th as a staff. Brylan West, leadoff single, goes for naught. A hit, a runner left on, 3.5 gone, 1-1 the score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry. Because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Joel Dragu leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for Mahoning Valley, and Jason Flores, the starter, still on the mound for the Spikes, delivers his 39th pitch of the night. Fastball upstairs, ball 1. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the fourth. The Spikes with 2 hits, the Scrappers with 3. 1 error in the game. It belongs to Mahoning Valley. And the fastball in tight, ball 2. Flores with the green mitt on the left hand looks in for the sign from Max Bushyhead and the pitch. Fastball in tight again. 3-0 the count. And no action currently in either bullpen, although Ben Plumlee, the Illinois product, doing some late tossing out in the left field. Penn for the spikes and the 3-0 pitch. And tied again, ball four. So Dragoo hits the four-pitch walk. Both of Flores' walks so far have been of the four-pitch variety. He's hit a batter, given up three hits as well. And now he looks into Cone Nickline. Strike one, so important for a young pitcher, really a pitcher of any age. Fastball is low. Ball one. Nickline was hit by the pitch on the left arm last time up and then was thrown out at third base trying to advance. 1-0, the pitch. Fades in tight. Cut fastball there, but it's ball two. We remind you this is the fourth inning, otherwise known as the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 2-0 pitch instead of throw to first, and Dragoo dives back in. Still a whole lot of sunshine here on the field. There are shadows creeping across, but sunlight scattered around the right field, mostly on the right side. 2-0 cut fastballs, a strike on the inner half. Dragoo leads off first. West shielding his eyes from the sun at first base. And the pitch, and that's in time. That hits Nickline in the back. Breaking ball that time, but it got him on the left side and the small in the back. And now runners at first and second, nobody out.
Now coming to bat, the left fielder.
And here's Jared Quant, left fielder, and he's been the catalyst for the Scrappers tonight. Delivered a single last inning, a fly ball to left center field. It was on that hit that Nickline was thrown out at third, but Quant advances second, moved to third on a ground out, and then took off for home. Straight steal attempt, and it was called a balk on catcher Max Bushyhead. Leaving the catcher's box early. And the pitch to Quant. He shows bunt, draws it back, pitches a strike. Fastball on the outer edge of the plate to Quant, hitting as a left-hander. Now the righty Flores, the lefty for this at-bat, Quant. Now Tyler Boudreau moving about in the Spikes bullpen. He may well be the next man in here. But nobody warming up in earnest right now, though Boudreau now is going to start throwing from the mound. The 0-1, Quant shows bunt again, draws it back, and the pitch is a strike. The breaking ball from Flores that time, and it's 0-2. There was a tight break to that, but breaking ball is always more difficult to bunt than fastballs. That's why in a bunt situation, you likely will see a lot of curves, sliders, sort of the junk. First and second, nobody out, but with two strikes now, Quant's going to be a hitter. The pitch. And he chops it off the plate to the right side of the infield, taken by West. Flips onto Flores, racing to first. The pitcher ahead of Quant steps on the bag, makes the play. Dragoo moves to third, Nickline to second. It won't be a sacrifice bunt, but it achieved the same effect. Runners moved up with the out made, and Quant really that time doing his job, playing nice team baseball, hitting behind the runners. He couldn't get the sacrifice bunt down. But he does the same thing, and now Jordan Taylor, the batter, the designated hitter 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. West playing up at first base. Ortiz maybe in a step at third. Middle infield is back. The pitch at his slice toward right field. Hughes coming on, diving, and makes the catch. Springs to his feet. No advance from third. The throw to the plate is blocked by Bushyhead. And Trayson Hughes, who already made a leaping catch to end the third inning, makes a tremendous diving catch coming forward and then springs to his feet to prevent the run from scoring. That is now the new defensive play of the game. And two down in the bottom of the fourth, and here is John Schroeder. Schroeder is 0-for-1, grounded out to third in the second inning. Looking in for the sign as Flores can get out of the jam here. It's a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fourth. Flores sets, and the 18-year-old righty delivers. That's low and away for a ball. Racing out of Garland, Texas, name and Forest High School. He is set to remain in the Lone Star State for his college ball. And the 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Forrest gets the sign from Bushyhead, looks to second. Now the 2-0 to Schroeder is fouled away. 2-1 the count. It is spelled S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, but, of course, you hearken back to Spike's inaugural season in 2006, as hard as it is to believe, it's before my time. Meanwhile, Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the Major League ranks tonight. Pirates and Cardinals meeting. Paul Skeens back on the mound against Miles Michaelis. No score in the bottom of the third. Yankees leading the Royals 2-0, top of the first. Rockies and Twins are in the bottom of the third, scoreless. The Mets up on the Marlins, 2-1, going to the bottom of the fourth in Queens. Phillies leading the Red Sox, 3-1, going to the fifth in Boston. Guardians up 3-1 on the Reds as well, going to the bottom of the fourth inning in Cincy. And the pitch to Max Johnson, a soft liner to center field, drops in for a base hit. Dragoo scores, Nicklein around third, he'll score, the throw goes into second. It's a two-out, two-run single for Max Johnson, and it gives Mahoning Valley a 3-1 lead.
From a free Oaxaca taco.
Schroeder moves up to second, still two outs in the inning.
Now
Mark Black into the right-handed batter's box. The second baseman, one for two. Singled in the first. Grounded out to short in the third. And Flores looking in at Bushyhead. He's looking for something he likes and has it. The pitch homeward. Inside, and Black whirls away as if he might have been struck, but just came close, didn't hit him. On the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Cubs leading the Rays 2-0, bottom of the sixth inning. Tigers up 4-3 on the Nationals, going to the bottom of the sixth. Tigers coming back from a 3-0 deficit with four runs in the fifth to grab the advantage. 1-0 to Black, the pitch. High chopper left side, third baseman cutting it off, Ortiz, throw across the diamond is in time, and the inning is over. So the Scrappers move ahead here in the bottom of the fourth, a pair of runs on Max Johnson's single, the lone hit of the inning, two runners left on base. We go to the fifth, Scrappers now up 3-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Loblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
To the fifth inning, Spikes will have Max Bushyhead, Carson Luna, and Samuel Benjamin due up. 9-1 and two hitters in the order. Zach Collier on for his second inning of work. And Bushyhead, who drew a walk in the third inning against starter Max Banks, came around to score in that inning. For the lone Spikes run thus far, takes a ball in tight. 18 years old, going to be an Oklahoma Sooner, playing in the SEC in College World Series, about set to get underway in Omaha. Four SEC schools, four ACC schools competing there. Now they're balanced brackets. There's spread about. It's not as though there is a ACC bracket and an SEC bracket. Here's the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, swung on and missed. 2-1. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. Two and one. Right, check that. 3-1 to Bushyhead. 3-1 Mahoning Valley, the score here in the top of the fifth. The pitch from Collier. Fastball upstairs, ball four, and Bushyhead once again draws the walk. So Max aboard for Carson Luna. The second baseman, 0-2 thus far for the pair of strikeouts. Checking down with Tim Battle at third base before he steps into the right-handed batter's box. The participants in the College World Series, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Florida State. Here's a sharp grounder to short, taken in by Johnson at a knee, throw to second for one on to first, double play. 6-4-3, it's the second one Mahoning Valley has turned in this game. They did so earlier in the third inning as well. Now, the four teams I mentioned are in the top bracket, which will be double elimination to determine one team out of there. And in the bottom half, Kentucky, NC State, Texas A&M, and Florida. As a matter of fact, Texas A&M and Florida set to meet in the first round of the College World Series. First pitch to Samuel Benjamin, cued foul, left side, strike one. But both of them have prospective State College spikes on them. Travis Chestnut, who is an infielder for Texas A&M, slated to join the spikes. And then on the Florida side, pitcher Blake Purnell set to join the spikes upon the completion of his collegiate season, but it is lasting quite a while, and Florida was a number three seed in their regional. The 0-1 to Benjamin, swung on, popped up foul, and this will float out of play, third base side, onto the roof. 0-2. Of course, it wouldn't be the most miraculous run. Fresno State in 2008 was a four seed in the regional. It means they were one of the bottom 16 teams in a 64-team bracket, and they fought their way through all the way to Omaha and all the way to the national championship. Benjamin takes a ball low, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Collier thought it might have been strike three, but he'll head back to the mound, set, and deliver the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Nikolai. 2-2 to Samuel Benjamin. Benjamin has received a pair of walks already, and what an at-bat he had against Max Banks in the third inning. Went down 0-2 in the count, battled back, and walked on the ninth pitch of the at-bat, and he's doing something similar here. He went down 0-2, now it's 2-2. And now he swings, slices this one toward the gap in left center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Jared Quant, the left fielder, on the scene quickly to hold Sam to a single. But Benjamin with his first hit of the night, his 14th already this season. And Cade Climie into the right-handed batter's box. Climie is 1-for-2, reached on an error in the first inning. RBI single in the third. So Climie is the tying run at the plate here in the top of the fifth. He tied the game in the third with his base hit. The pitch. check swing, a fastball, a strike. That one dipping low in the zone, but right at the knees. 0-1 to Climby. Benjamin leading off first. And a quick throw over there, and back diving in is Benjamin. And I do believe the Spikes' reputation precedes them here as well. When a team is 29 of 32 in stolen base attempts coming into a game, you're going to have to pay attention to the runners. 0-1, check swing, pitch called a strike. Fastball on the corner, lower outside portion of the zone, and it's 0-2. Now Collier has thrown two really good pitches so far. Now sets and delivers. There goes Benjamin, and that one is a bouncer in the dirt that skips past Nikolai all the way to the backstop. Benjamin will get a steal out of that, but there was absolutely no chance of the play there. And it's now 1-2 to Climby. So for Benjamin, that is his sixth stolen base in seven attempts. He gets credit for the steal because he broke for the bag before the pitch went in the dirt. And here's the 1-2, and Climby swings this one, chops it foul, third base side, and that one had some English to it. That one hit the dirt in front of the Spikes dugout and skipped very oddly. You'd think it bounced into the dugout, but no, it kicked off to the right. 1-2 now to Cade, with Benjamin now in scoring position. Two outs, top of the fifth. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. He tried to withdraw after the breaking ball was diving down, could not, and that is the second strikeout for Zach Collier this evening. Spike's threat abates in the top of the fifth. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. We're halfway home here at Eastwood Field. It is Mahoning Valley 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and the Spikes make a pitching change for the first time tonight after Jason Flores went the first four innings. Tyler Boudreaux, the right-hander out of Midland College in Texas, but he is a Canadian, eh? Sylvan Lake, Alberta, his current hometown, but grew up in Nova Scotia. Boudreaux's made two appearances so far for the Spikes this year. He started the very first game of the season last Tuesday night in Trenton, the other in a relief role. He earned the victory. Record of 1-0, a 5-1-4 ERA. In seven innings of work, he's allowed five runs, four of them earned to this point, four hits, four walks, eight strikeouts. Opponents batting just 167 against him. And he'll face the 3-4-5 hitters in the Mahoning Valley lineup, Josh Stevenson, Will Shannon, and Joel Drakeau. As Stevenson stands in the left-handed box with a single, a walk, and a stolen base to his credit already tonight, but he takes a curveball for a strike just above the knees. Oh, and one. Boudreaux, like Flores, wears the Lime green mitt on the left hand and the pitch. Oh, actually, it's really more of a teal for Tyler Boudreau as the breaking ball low, 1-1 the count.
For the State College Spikes, number 7, Tyler Boudreau.
And Boudreau getting a new baseball from Max Bushyhead. No other changes defensively for the Spikes. Lineup surrounding the mound the same. The 1-1 pitch, a fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 91 miles an hour for Tyler. 1-2. Quick peer over the mitt. Now the pitch homeward. Fastball upstairs, and Stevenson with a good eye. That one might have been borderline, but clearly the intent was to try and draw a swing out of the strike zone, and that did not happen. 2-2. That one, a fastball just off the plate outside. 3-2 the count. Boudreau flips the ball from the mitt in the left hand to his right hand, regathers as he holds now, winds, delivers, and a breaking ball and a called strike, 3 on the inner half. Boudreau drops in the curve for his first strikeout of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in Pennsylvania to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Here's Will Shannon now. And Shannon, the first baseman, is 0-2. Struck out looking in the first, and in the third inning, lofted one to right field, but Trayson Hughes going back on the ball made a terrific leaping catch at the warning track and then cushioned his landing on the wood fence out there in right. It's the first pitch to Shannon here is low and away for a ball off speed from Boudreau. And the next pitch, breaking ball and a called strike on the outer edge. 1-1. But Hughes followed that up with that diving catch in the fourth, robbing Jordan Taylor of certainly a run batted in. And the 1-1, a fastball swung on and missed, pumped it in at 91 miles an hour. 1-2 the count. Get you the line on Jason Flores here after this 1-2 pitch. On the way, here it is. Breaking ball low, 2-2 the count. 4 innings on the mound for Jason. 4 hits against him, 3 runs all earned on those 4 hits, then 3 walks. Struck out a batter as well, 2 hit batsmen. And technically, he is charged with a balk as well in his record. The balk was committed by the catcher, Max Bushyhead, on the steal attempt. In the second inning, a steal of home, attempted steal of home, and so they run automatically awarded because the catcher cannot leave the box behind home plate before the ball is delivered. And the 3-2, that is fouled away. Pitch ran in on Shannon. And I think Jared Kwan took everybody in the ballpark by surprise when he took off for home. Payoff pitch to Shannon. Breaking ball outside, ball 4. So Shannon works the one-out walk. Flores threw 59 pitches, 32 for strikes, but got to figure that it was a good outing for him. Stretched out longer than we've seen him. His first 2 times out on the mound for the Spikes. Pair of 2-inning appearances to start. Now doubles the inning count in his 3rd outing. And now Joel Dragoo in the right-handed box. And the first pitch from Tyler Boudreau to him is outside for a ball. 90 on the fastball. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard down in Baltimore. The O's leading the Braves 4-0. Bottom of the 7th inning there. The pitch, that is in tight. Pops out of the middle. Bushyhead taking off for second is Shannon, and he will make it. And I do believe that will be a passed ball assessed. He did not break until that ball popped out of the mitt.
That was a sweet,
so now a runner in scoring position. And a 2-0 count to Dragoo. And it is a passed ball. Pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 3-0 the count. Meanwhile, the Buccos and Cardinals still scoreless, going to the fifth. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh tonight. Pirates actually just a half game back of the Cardinals right now. 3-0. Fastball right down the pipe for a strike. Regu taking all the way. Yankees now leading the Royals 2-0, bottom of the second. Blue Jays up 1-0 on the Brewers, top two in Milwaukee. Later on tonight, the Diamondbacks host the Angels, the Padres hosting the A's, the White Sox visiting the Mariners. 3-1 to Dragu. And this one is sent line to center field, base hit. Up to third goes Shannon. He'll hold there. Runners at the corners with one out, a well-placed liner to center. And here's Cohen Nicolai. Nicolai, the catcher, has been hit twice by a pitch, both times against Jason Flores. He was the victim on both of those occasions. He's also been thrown out trying to advance on a base hit earlier in the game, thrown out by Sam Benjamin at third base. Two other games on the MLB slate tonight on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Giants hosting the Astros. Former Spike Jordan Hicks gets the start for San Fran. And the Dodgers hosting the Rangers this evening as well in Chavez Ravine. First pitch to Nicolai, swung on and missed. Fastball, high heat at 91. 3-1 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Scrappers threatening to extend that lead. Set by Boudreaux. A high set. Runner takes off for second. The pitch, a called strike. Throw down to second. Tag applied. And he is out by a mile. Dragu caught stealing. 2-4. And what a throw by Max Bushyhead. He had him all the way. And that worked out just about as poorly for Mahoning Valley as it could have. Shannon did not break from third. And I think that might have been... might have been a call on his own for Dragu, but I don't know for sure. 0-2 pitch to Nicolai. Breaking ball low. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 2-2 the count. So now a runner on third, but two outs. Boudreaux looks in for the sign from Bushyhead. Sets and delivers. In tight. Nicolai backs away on the fastball, and the count is full, 3-2. Entering the twilight now here in eastern Ohio. Lights starting to take over. As the sources cite, although there are lots of blue skies above us. Sun dipping out of view here. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul along the ground, first base side. Smacks into the wall in front of the lower section over there. Well, the count remains full as the seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Boudreaux has the sign. All right, he brings it. Chopper on to second. Luna takes it on two. Bounces, slings over to first in time, and the inning is over. So Tyler Boudreaux does get out of a jam. It was first and third, one out with a little help from his defense. No runs on one hit, and one runner left on base. End to five here at Eastwood Field. 3-1 Mahoning Valley leading State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking,
biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here in Niles, Ohio, near Youngstown. We're in the corner of the Eastwood Mall property here. I'll have to stop by Dillard's on the way out here if it's
number 40, Daniel Ortiz.
If they'll still have me. Daniel Ortiz, Brylan West, and Trayson Hughes, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up again. Zach Collier on for his third inning of work, and the first pitch of the inning to Ortiz is sent sky high to right center field, but this will stay in the yard. Dragu back to the warning track, but he makes the catch. That one catch made about 370 feet, caught 358 from the plate, as a matter of fact. Here's Brylan West now, the first baseman. He is one for two, flying out to center field in the first, an infield single in the fourth, one of only two hits so far for the Spikes in this game. And considering the power surge they put on at the plate, the onslaught over the first six games of the season, it's a bit surprising that they have been held to only, three hits in the first five frames. And the 0-1. In tight for a ball, 1-1. For a moment, Cone Nikolai would be tempted to appeal down to Nathan Hoverston at first, but he did not. It was not a swing. 1-1 the count. Pitch. Fastball low, 2-1 to West. Right-handed hitting first baseman out of FIU, Florida International University. A native of Tampa, but FIU located in Miami. The 2-1 foul tip into the mitt. 2-2 the count. In fact, Miami and FIU were set to play an annual game known as the Shula Bowl. In honor of Don Shula, with the Miami Dolphins, of course. Became the NFL's all-time winningest coach, but deep roots in Miami. Roots for both the Canes and the Panthers. Of course, unfortunately, there was the ugly brawl 1 year, and that matchup was put on hold for a while, but it has returned in a more limited series, not an every year affair. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And West is the third strikeout victim for Zach Collier tonight. Two down in the top of the sixth inning. So we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Trayson Hughes 0-for-2 tonight, and that's a bit of an aberration from the early part of the year as well. But, you know, it is hard to sustain a batting average over 500 for an entire season at this level of the game. Takes a pitch for a ball. Change up low, and now on the 1-0, sent towards center field, retreating for a moment as Stevenson, but now comes forward on it, raises the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom half, 3-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shana, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. All participants receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. MLB Pitch Hit and Run, a free event with boys and girls ages 7 to 14, given the opportunity to showcase their baseball and softball skills, perhaps advancing all the way to the World Series. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com. Jared Quant fouls off the first pitch he sees here in the bottom of the sixth, but he sends the next one on a line into right field for a base hit. So Quant with a leadoff single against Tyler Boudreau in his second inning of work. That's Quant's second hit of the night. He singled to left center last time up, moved to second on the throw, went to third on a ground out, and then eventually was balked home, but took off on a straight steal attempt of home. And so Boudreau probably going to keep an eye on him here as he deals with Jordan Taylor, who sharply grounds one between short and third for a base hit. Back-to-back singles to start off the sixth for the Scrappers. And now John Schroeder, the batter, switch hitting third baseman. He is 0-for-1 this evening, grounded out in the second inning, walked in the fourth. And finishing off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, perhaps the biggest news of the day, Joey Chestnut out of the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest because he is representing Impossible Foods, making plant-based hot dogs. So he is out of the hot dog eating contest. So we'll see where Joey is on the 4th of July. 1-0 the count to Schroeder. 0-for-1 with a walk. Here's the set. Boudreau paying attention to Quant dancing off second, but he just sort of leans over that way, gets Quant running back, nobody covering. 1-0 the count, and the pitch homeward. And this one is slugged in the air down the right field line. If it stays fair, it's gone, and it's fair, so it's gone. A three-run homer for John Schroeder. That is his sixth. All right, check that. That is his first home run for the Scrappers this year. It's only Mahoning Valley's second home run as a team, and it increases the Mahoning Valley lead to 6-1. This is a Scrapper team that, after being defeated soundly opening night by Williamsport, lost a tough one in the overtime tiebreaker the following game and then routed the Cutters 12-0. That's the only loss for Williamsport this season. They ended up winning three in a row before falling in the series finale to Frederick on Sunday. And Max Johnson, the switch-hitting shortstop in, takes a fastball low for ball one. Next offering from Boudreau is a ball inside. 2-0 the count. Some stirring in the State College bullpen, rather, but nobody throwing. There is action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. The 2-0 to Johnson, a strike on the inner half. It's 2-1. And the pitch fouled off the screen above the Spikes dugout, third base side. 2-2 the count. Colby Dugan, right-hander out of Kansas, is warming up for Mahoning Valley. He may well take over for Zach Collier, who right now is in good position to be the winning pitcher in this game. His team now leading 6-1. And Collier, who pitched the middle three innings taking over for Max Banks, would be in line for the win if Mahoning Valley hangs on to this lead. But we know how resilient the Spikes team is. Grounder off the mid of Boudreaux onto the shortstop Wilson, but he'll have no play. That one just a grounder deflected off the mitt, kicked out toward Wilson, who's charging in late. And as a result, it's an infield single for Max Johnson, their fourth hit of the inning for the Scrappers. Johnson's second of the game. Nine total now for Mahoning Valley in the hit column. And Mark Black, the second baseman now up. Black is 1-for-3. He singled in the first inning. He has grounded out twice since. Spikes have rolled three double plays as a team this year. And the pitch, that's fouled back to the screen. Strike one. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 0-1 to Black, and Boudreaux delivers. That is swung on and fouled away. Behind home, 0-2. Don't forget as well, Spikes after the pitch hit and run competition taking place on Sunday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. We'll be back home Tuesday the 18th, Wednesday the 19th. Walking Taco Tuesday is back. Half price Walking Tacos all game long, and you can enjoy them centered on the new salsa stand located near the kid zone third base side. Grounder on to short, taken in by Wilson, and they thought he was going to go to first, but he pivoted through to second where Luna was standing instead and just barely gets Johnson on the force play. He was charging toward first. It looked like he would fire over there and take the out, but then at the last moment he pivoted, looked to grab the lead runner, and did. So Johnson erased, Black on via the fielder's choice at first, and here's Josh Stevenson, left-handed hitting center fielder, 1-for-2, singled in the first, walked and stole a base in the third, struck out looking in the fifth, pitch. There's a strike over the outer edge, 0-1 the count, and you got to think, as Spikes have been held to three hits so far, they have one stolen base. But the swagger we saw this past weekend might have been muted a bit by the off day. 0-1, there goes the runner. The pitch fouled away, and Stevenson fouled it off his own right foot. And he does have the protective covering on it, so he will walk it off. But it smarts him nowhere near as much as it would have if he wasn't wearing the ankle and foot guard. Black heads back to first. Black has not officially attempted to steal in any of his first five games with the Scrappers. Now Boudreaux sets. Tyler coming with the 0-2 pitch, taking his time. He's got six to throw, and he does deliver. And taking off again is Black. The pitch fouled away, third base side. Still 0-2. By the way, also on the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, John Rahm withdraws from the U.S. Open. A foot infection will keep him out. It'll be down in Pinehurst, the number two course. Famous one that has hosted the Open four times previously. The 0-2, called strike three. Frozen with a fastball, and that's the second strikeout for Boudreaux tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Here's Will Shannon, the first baseman. Struck out looking in the first. Flying out to right on a great leaping catch by Trayson Hughes in the third. Walked in the fifth. In the right-handed box, Boudreaux out of the stretch. Fires to first. Diving back in is Black. He's the lone runner on right now. 6-1 Mahoning Valley after the three-run homer by John Schroeder earlier in this inning. And talked about the resiliency of the Spikes. Pitch. That is in tight for ball 1-0. They were down 5-0 after the first inning of the season. but came all the way back, actually took the lead in their opener on the road last Tuesday against Trenton. They ended up falling in walk-off fashion 8-7, but the thing is that resiliency they also displayed Sunday, trailing going into the ninth after seeing their lead dissipate. They regathered and were able to score two runs, win the game in walk-off fashion on Daniil Ortiz's single to right center field. Kate Climie's double in that inning to plate another run was a big key as well. 1-0 count to Shannon. Boudreau to the plate. Breaking ball low and away. Sliding to his right. Bushy head blocks it. 2-0 the count. Now there is no further action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, so Dugan may have stopped down here. The 2-0 pitch. Low for Boudreau, 3-0. No action in the Spikes pen either. Spikes pitching staff bolstered today with the addition of Dane Pengelly, who actually arrived in Happy Valley on Sunday. Came in right at the after the game, but was able to connect with the Spikes, and then after the off day yesterday, acclimating himself to the area, joins the staff. We likely won't see him today. You'll probably see him later on in this road trip. 3-1 pitch, but a throw to first instead, and back diving in is Black. And, of course, recently the additions of Ben Plumlee and Drake Quinn have bolstered the pitching staff, and there may be yet be more on the way. 3-1. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 3-2 the count, and now with a count full and two outs, Max Bushyhead reminding the fielders that the runner will be off on the pitch. And Black will take the big lead as the infield backs up. There he goes, the 3-2, breaking ball over and away, ball four. So Shannon receives a walk for the second time tonight. First and second, two down for Joel Dragoo. Dragoo is 1-for-2. He softly lined it back to the pitcher in the first inning, walked and scored in the fourth, singled in the fifth, but then was caught stealing. Officially, Mahoning Valley is 1-for-2 as a team in steal attempts tonight. Because of the balk on the steal attempt of home, it erases the stolen base out of the equation. And Tyler Boudreau did not like the baseball, so he tosses it out. Max Bushyhead delivers him a new baseball. 1-0 the count. First and second, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Boudreau sets, and the 1-0. Grounder left side, snagged by the third baseman Ortiz. Throw on to second in time for the force play on Shannon, and the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley with three runs on four hits, the three-run shot by John Schroeder, the biggest one of them all. Two runners left on base. At the end of six, it's now Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast.
But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You imagine Chevrolet finds
into the seventh inning, and Mahoning Valley does go back to the bullpen after Zach Collier delivered three innings on the mound, allowing no runs and giving up just two hits in those three innings, one walk, three strikeouts. He now gives way to the Mahoning Valley right-hander Colby Dugan out of the University of Kansas. Native of Topeka, Kansas, he is just turning 22 years old today. 5'10", 180 pounds. Dugan has made three appearances for the Scrappers so far. He has not allowed a run. He has only allowed one hit in four innings. He has struck out six. He has walked nobody. An 0.77 opponent's batting average in that span. So it'll be Dugan to face Blake Wilson, Tyson Bass, and Max Bushyhead. Collier with 42 pitches, by the way, 26 of them for strikes, and he is in line to be the pitcher of record in this one. 6-1 Mahoning Valley as we go to the seventh. Just past the top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the Eastern time zone. Joe Putnam along with you. Be along with you for the duration of this road trip. Three games here in Mahoning Valley, this being the first. Three more in West Virginia this weekend before off day Monday and back home to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. First pitch strike to Blake Wilson. Fastball over the outer, or over the inner edge, excuse me, at 89 miles an hour. 0-1. Blake 0 for 2 in the game. Out of the stretch, the pitch. Dugan's fastball, a strike around the inside corner. 0-2 the count. Dugan with the glove away from the midsection, but then rears back the 0-2. That's fouled away right side. One run on three hits tonight for State College. No errors. Six runs on nine hits. One error for Mahoning Valley. Well, you knew that scoring 10 runs a game may not last forever, but it is surprising that State College has been held to only one run, only three hits tonight. They received four walks, but only one stolen base as well after 29 in the season's first six games. Fastball low, 1-2 the count. But maybe all the Spikes need is one hit to drop in, then another. Hitting is contagious sometimes. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball and a called strike three. That was a great pitch. Curveball drops right over the inner half of the plate, 77 miles an hour. And Dugan records his first strikeout of the night. That's the ninth for Mahoning Valley pitching, one gone in the top of the seventh. Here's Tyson Bass now, left fielder. He's 0 for 2. Pair of strikeouts. Spikes and Scrappers meeting tomorrow night, 7:05. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health prior to the game. At approximately 6:50. By the way, meanwhile, checking the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Trenton taking on Frederick tonight, and it's a pretty momentous occasion this week as the 1-0 pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. As the Trenton Thunder have Rintaro Sasaki, who hit 140 home runs in high school in Japan, setting the national home run record, but he has decided that he's going to pursue his career more so on this side of the Pacific. The 2-0 fastball is a strike on the inside corner, 2-1. Sasaki will be heading to Stanford to play baseball in the fall, now in the ACC, of course. But this summer, he's playing for the Trenton Thunder, and he's already hit a two-run homer in the game. And Bass on the 2-1 pitch fouls it back to the screen 2-2 the count to him. So the Thunder out in front in that one. And once I can sign back into the stats portal, we can see exactly how far that home run went. 2-2 the count. Fastball off the plate inside. Bass holding back. And the count is full. 3-2. Sasaki playing first base for the Thunder tonight. Now a 3-2 pitch to Bass. Base is empty. One out. And that one swung on and missed. Fastball on the inner half. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dugan. Two down in the top of the seventh. Max Bushyhead, the catcher, up. He has walked twice in the game. He has scored the Spikes' lone run. That home run for Sasaki in the third inning. 352 feet, so not the most monstrous of shots, but did the job. That game being played, by the way, down at Nimio Field in Frederick. 0-1 the count to Bushyhead, the pitch. Fastball low, 1-1. 6-1 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the seventh. And there's more action now in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as a righty warms up. And the 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Bushyhead might have chased it there. Ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Well, taking his time. Dugan now the 1-2. Breaking ball to called strike three on the inner half. Another good one. Three up, three down, all via the strikeout here in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom half. Still Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning, and Tyler Boudreau done for the night. Two innings on the mound for the right-hander. Three runs against him on the home run. Five hits total, two walks, two strikeouts. And Tyler threw 51 pitches, 29 for strikes, as the left-hander Chris Stewart on the mound, the native of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, who joins the Spikes from the University of Houston. And Stewart has been pretty good this year. In the opening week of the season, made two appearances, did not allow a run, only one hit batsman, and four walks against him in four and a third innings. He struck out eight batters, an 0.67 average against him, and it'll be the 6-7-8 batters Cohen Nicolai, Jared Quant, and Jordan Taylor due up against him. And I apologize, in the top of the seventh inning, it's actually Colby Duggan out of Kansas who pitched for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. I was calling him Dugan, and there's a funny thing about that is the first pitch to Nicolai comes in upstairs for a ball 1-0. Of course, the Hall of Fame wrestler, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N. Different spelling than Colby. Colby's D-O-U-G-A-N. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan, two G's, as the 1-0 comes into Nicolai outside. At the outset of his career, it was something that some promoters were doing. They would call him Dugan. And he would come in and correct them and say, it's Duggan, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Now, this is before he hit it big in the WWE, of course, with the 2x4. He was just a tough guy. He was still a tough guy. He just didn't have the 2x4 with him at all times. But he actually was called Dugan at the start of his career when his name was pronounced Duggan. So I guess I gave the same treatment to Colby Duggan. So perhaps he has a ticket to Cooperstown waiting for him already. Meanwhile, it's a 3-0 count to Cohen Nicolai, who has been hit by a pitch twice in this game, officially 0-for-1. He has scored a run as well, and he takes ball 4 low. Leadoff man is on here in the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring Jared Quant to the plate. Quant, the left fielder, is 2-for-3. Singled and scored in the second. Grounded out to first with the pitcher covering in the fourth. Singled and scored in the sixth inning as well, and of course, scoring in the second inning, taking off on a straight steal attempt for home, but a balk called on the play gave him the run automatically and also erased what would have been a stolen base of home. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, 0-1. Actually, though, the way that Jason Flores was able to get the ball to Max Bushyhead, the tag would have been applied, but Bushyhead was called for a balk because Flores was on the rubber, and Bushyhead came forward out of the catcher's box before the pitch was delivered. And the 0-1 popped up left field, coming on for it fast, puts it away. Right? And actually, I checked that. Hayden Moore has checked into left field for the Spikes, and it's Moore that puts it away. Also in the game in right field is Derek Wiley. And Jake Mumah checks in at second base as well. So, and those changes happening in the sixth inning. Moore checking in here in the seventh. And the first pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. So Hayden Moore out of St. Louis University joined the Spikes just today. An Edwardsville, Illinois native, so we'll be seeing him perhaps with an at-bat later on in this one. The 0-1 low, throw down to first, back in time is Nicolai. All right, I checked that. Back in time is Nicolai. And the pitch, that's fouled away. Right side. One ball, two strikes. And the set by Stewart, and the pitch homeward. Check swing, he went around, and first base is covered, so that is strike three. And Jordan Taylor, the first strikeout victim of Chris Stewart tonight. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. And here's John Schroeder. Schroeder last time up went deep to right field for a three-run homer, his first of the year, just the Scrappers' second as a team. And it grew the Mahoning Valley lead from 3-1 to 6-1. He takes a ball outside, 1-0. And the pitch, that's a fastball for a called strike on the inner half. 1-1 to Schroeder. And the pitch, breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. One and two to Schroeder. There goes the runner. The pitch swung on him in strike three. It's a moot point. That's strikeout number two for Chris Stewart, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. So Stewart gives up a leadoff walk, but nothing after that. At the end of seven, still Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Loblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pitching change from Mahoning Valley here in the eighth after Kobe Duggan struck out the side in order. It's now Darryl Johnson Jr. that will take over here in the eighth inning with Mahoning Valley holding a 6-1 lead. Johnson, a right-hander, 6'4", 225 pounds out of Shorter University down in Georgia. He is an Atlanta native, and he is 22 years of age. Johnson is making his fourth appearance for Mahoning Valley. The first three have went a little askew for him, or at least one bat out and can spike all of it, an 11.25 ERA, but he's only thrown four innings so far, five runs charged to him, all earned on five hits, seven strikeouts to five walks, .294, the opponent's batting average. So Darryl Johnson Jr. takes over here in the eighth inning from Mahoning Valley facing the top of the order, and it'll be a batter up for the first time tonight, Jake Muma, who is now up. Carson Luna started the game. Muma took over for him at second base in the sixth inning and takes the ball down low. Jake so far hitting .286 with a pair of RBIs, two doubles to his credit, a .375 on base percentage. He's also 6-for-6 in stolen bases. And he swings and misses at the low fastball for strike one, evening the count. It'll be Muma, Sam Benjamin, and Cade Climie due up here with the spikes trailing by five and the 1-1 pitch. That's low for a ball, 2-1 the count. Well, spikes have six outs to work with here. Maybe they can make something happen after Duggan was outstanding. Again, striking out the side in order. The pitch, it's called strike on the outer half, 2-2 the count to the left-handed hitting Muma, and I think we've received confirmation he was listed as a switch hitter at the outset of the year. He actually is going to bat strictly as a lefty. And the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball got him. That's four consecutive strikeouts for Mahoning Valley pitching. That is the first for Johnson, and that is the 12th overall for the Scrappers tonight. And with one down, Samuel Benjamin, the batter. He has reached base all three times he has come to the plate this evening. A pair of walks his first two times up, then a single in the fifth, a stolen base to go with it, but he was stranded at second. J. Johnson will pitch strictly from the stretch, and the righty deals. That's a strike with a fastball at 88 over the outer edge. Gabe Climie waiting in the on-deck circle. Daniel Ortiz, the MLB Draft League Player of the Week, would follow if the inning stretches out that long. The 0-1. Check swing by Benjamin. Breaking ball in the dirt. Appeal down to third. Jeffrey Clifford said, yep, he went around. So it's strike two to Sam. Left-handed hitting center fielder, and he played mostly center at Houston Christian, but Tim Battle's been sort of cycling through his outfielders. He was in such short supply to start the year, but the ranks have grown. And again, now Hayden Moore joining in as well, who took over in left field in the seventh inning. Here's the 0-2, swinging a miss, strike three, and Benjamin will be tagged before he can escape down to first. So that's five consecutive strikeouts for Mahoning Valley pitching. Now that will bring Cade Climie up to the plate. 1-for-3 in the game. Reached on an error in the first inning. RBI single in the third, which has scored the only Spikes run so far. And a strikeout in the fifth. Johnson sets. Righty versus righty here. The pitch. Breaking ball low. Well, the curve that time, but missed. 1-0 the count. Some jackets starting to be put on here as the temperature has dwindled somewhat here in Niles. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. And it's still 63 degrees out there. But with the sun exiting the stage left, 2-0 pitch to Climie. Bouncer on to short. This will be scooped up by Max Johnson. A throw on to first in time. Got him. It was a split second of dispute, but nothing more. And the Spikes go down in order in the eighth. Going to the bottom half, Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. Still 6-1 Mahoning Valley here as Chris Stewart is on for his second inning of work. Top of the order due up for the Scrappers. Starting with a switch hitting shortstop, Max Johnson will bat as a righty for the first time tonight. As a lefty, went 2-for-4, two-run single in the fourth inning. And the first pitch to him here in the eighth is outside for a ball, 90 miles an hour. Ball one. One run, three hits, no errors for the Spikes. Six runs, nine hits, one error for the Scrappers. Johnson's two-run single, a key hit in the game. It broke a 1-1 tie at that point, but the biggest hit is the three-run homer by John Schroeder in the sixth inning. 89-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike over the outer edge. One ball, one strike. Stewart delivers. And this one flared toward the right side. Takes a short hop in between the first and second baseman and skips into right field. That was just in a bad spot for West and Mumaugh to try and get together on.
Number 9.
It was sinking fast and sunk too fast for them, so it will be a base hit. The 10th of the night for the Scrappers, the third for Max Johnson. Now, this is kind of what the Spikes were doing in the Trenton series. They had 31 hits across three games in that series, none of them for extra bases. Now, they made up for it in a big way this past weekend against West Virginia. First pitch to Mark Black, sent in the air right field, and chasing it down is Derek Wiley. Wiley checked into right field in the sixth inning. And he puts it away for out number one as Johnson retreats to first. Now Josh Stevenson, the batter, the center fielder, 1-for-3 with a walk. He's also stolen a base tonight. Now Spikes will be back at it here at Eastwood Field against the Scrappers. Another 7:05 matchup tomorrow. Be on with you at approximately 6:50 here on Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Before the game, and the first pitch to Stevenson in tight. Well, it's a strike. Breaking ball over the inner half, 0-1. Stewart drops it in. And hopefully we will be able to talk to Daniil Ortiz, the MLB Draft League Player of the Week tomorrow, get his reaction to winning the award. And obviously it was an interesting interview we had with him after the game on Sunday. 0-1 to Stevenson. Breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-2. After the walk-off win, a rousing celebration, what's become a tradition for the Spikes, the dunking of the player of the game, and certainly Ortiz, the man with the walk-off, was it, and he got drenched so much so that he had to remove his shirt just to kind of dry off a little bit, and, well, then we pulled him into camera frame for the post-game interview, but he was great there. He's great all week long. That's why he earned the inaugural MLB Draft League Player of the Week for 2024. Pitching swung on to miss. Throw down to second. Retires Max Johnson. A strike him out. Throw him out. Double play to end the bottom of the eighth inning here at Eastwood Field. One more chance for the Spikes coming up in the ninth. 6-1 deficit with Ortiz, West, and Wiley due up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
my lightning. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the ninth inning, one last chance for the Spikes. Three outs left to work with, trailing 6-1. And they'll face a new pitcher for Mahoning Valley after Gerald Johnson Jr. went an inning, struck out two batters, threw 11 pitches, seven of them for strikes. He gives way to another right-hander, Andrew Morones, out of Cal State Fullerton, a Tracy, California native. Morones, 23 years of age. He is 6 foot, 190 pounds. And so far this season for the Scrappers, he has made three appearances, a 1-0 record. He's finished two games already, recording a save, and one of them is only opportunity. This will not be a save situation here tonight. The lead too great for that. But in five innings, Morones has allowed no runs on three hits. He has struck out nine batters and walked none, a .188 opponent's batting average. And so he is, even though it's not in a save situation, he is in to close it out for Mahoning Valley. Scrappers scored a run in the second. Spikes tied it in the third. But then the two-out, two-run single for Max Johnson in the fourth broke the tie. And the three-run homer by John Schroeder to right field in the sixth boosted the lead up to its current state. And Daniel Ortiz, looking for his first hit of the night, will step in. Spikes surprisingly held to one run on three hits tonight after tearing up the league in the opening week of the season. But tomorrow is another day, another chance to rebuild that momentum. And maybe it'll start right here as Ortiz fouls it back to the screen to start the ninth. Strike one. And the 0-1, that is outside for a ball. Tanner Wiggins, the righty out of Weatherford Junior College, Fort Worth, Texas native, slated to start tomorrow's game for the Spikes at 7:05. Jackson Delina, the Montoursville product, Shippensburg native, or a Shippensburg University product as well. He will be slated to pitch the series finale here, and then the road trip will go down to the Mountain State, take the long trip across the league to West Virginia. One ball and two strikes. Here's the set and the pitch. Upstairs, deflects off the mitt of Nikolai, but nobody on, so simply ball two. And there have been no defensive changes for Mahoning Valley in this one. It's Shannon at first, Black at second, Johnson at short, Schroeder at third, Quant in left field, Stevenson in center, Dragoo in right, with Nikolai having caught the distance. The 2-2 to Ortiz, check swing, pitch in the dirt, peel down to first, and Nathan Overston punches him out, and Daniel Ortiz was visibly affected by that call, but he quickly just goes back to the dugout. And certainly a case could be made, but it's a 6-1 game in the ninth, and he probably did the best he could there. Obviously none too pleased, but he went back to the dugout, and long-term, that's probably the best thing for everybody. Brylon West swings and misses at the first pitch, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 the count. Derek Wiley in the on-deck circle. It'll be Blake Wilson and then Hayden Moore after that if it gets that far. The 0-1 comes in, and West fouls it off the netting above the Mahoning Valley dugout first base side. 0-2 the count. Again, 7:05 game tomorrow, 7:05 Thursday. 7 o'clock games Friday and Saturday in West Virginia, and then a 1 o'clock matinee before an off day next Monday, and then we return home next Tuesday and Wednesday. Two-game mini-series at home against the Williamsport Crosscutters. That's back on the road again for the Spikes. With a seven-game road trip, although broken up by a return home in between, and the 1-2 fouled away first base side. We'll do it again. But then is the heavy home portion of the first half of the MLB Draft League season. The Spikes will be at home for 12 of their final 14 first-half games. The only two road games in that stretch, 4th of July at Williamsport, and then, of course, everybody can come out to the Central PA 4th Fest at Medler Field at Loprano Park after that. And then on Friday, July 5th, a game at Williamsport. 2-2 the count. The set by Maronis and the pitch. And this one is chopped onto third. Backing up is Schroeder. He'll take it deep in the hole. He does get the throw away, but not in time at all. And West chugging down the line. That one hit well enough that he's able to beat it out for the single. His second hit of the night. And with one gone, here is Derek Wiley up to bat for the first time. Wiley able to get into the hit column this weekend. He's knocked in a run. One for 20 at the plate, but a .208 on base percentage. He has walked four times. He swings at the first pitch here, fouls it back to the screen, 0-1. So now four hits for the Spikes as a team, and Brylon West has half of them. Now lead off first base, and he is being held on here. despite the five-run lead. The 0-1, that is low and gets past Nick Lai to the backstop. And that'll take West to second. Well, no need to hold him on now. And it's probably a situation. I mean, yes, in a ninth-inning situation, up by five runs, you usually don't hold runners on, but this is still a time for development. And for Morones, he's getting experience holding runners on, although that time he could not due to the wild pitch. 1-1 the count to Wiley. Next offering is upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Blake Wilson in the on-deck circle. Of course, Manny Jackson not in the starting lineup, but probably won't see him come off the bench at all unless it's a dire emergency. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the high heat. 2-2 the count. But otherwise, we've seen everybody on the Spikes position player roster in this game. That's a testament to Tim Battle showcasing guys. Went in and out, and here's the 2-2. Popped up sky high. First base side, but this will find the first row of seats just past the tarp. Actually drops out of... I think somebody's trying to catch it with their scorecard, and it's not a mitt down there, but dropped out of there. Lap, I suppose. Nevertheless, it's picked up off the warning track and handed over. A nice gesture. 2-2 the count once again to Wiley. West leading off second, one out. Here's the set by Morones. And the pitch. Upstairs, Wiley holds back on the swing. And the count is full. Well, stranger things certainly have happened. Again, for the Spikes, it might be a case of rebuilding that momentum they carried into this series for tomorrow. And the 3-2 is outside. I believe that was the 3-2. It is. Ball four. Finally, everybody comes to that realization. And Wiley is aboard with a walk. So first and second, one out. And I'm sure what Derek was wanting to happen is that he would have a chance to take a cut there. Knock one into the field, score Brylan West, but the rules say four balls is a walk, and so he acquiesces. Here's Blake Wilson, 0 for 3 so far tonight, but chance to maybe keep this one going here. First and second, one out. And Morones looking into Cohen Nicolai for the sign, gets it. He operates strictly from the stretch, but he'll stay on the stretch now. And the first pitch to Wilson, high and away with a fastball at 92. Ball 1 to the right-handed hitting Blake Wilson. Taps his bat on both sides of the plate. Tim Battle waiting to wave somebody else in tonight. Here's the 1-0. And here is maybe a broken back grounder to the right side, sliding to his left. Black, second baseman, scoops it. Throw to first is in time. Runners will move to second and third, but the Spikes are now down to their final out, and we will get the chance to see Hayden Moore come to the plate. And Moore, out of St. Louis University, where he was part of the A-10 regular season champions. Stands in the left-handed box, and the first pitch swung on, popped up third base side. Strike one to Moore in the left-handed box. The pitch, fastball upstairs. 1-1 the count. Moore was A-10 player of the week the opening weekend of the college season. Was 6 of 11 with 2 homers and 7 runs scored in that span. Pitch up high for a ball, and rising was Nicolai. He was looking to maybe throw behind anybody who was wandering too far off the bag, but nobody around. Moore hit .331, a .472 on base percentage in 35 games at St. Louis this year. And the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, ball three. Max Bushyhead is on deck if Moore can prolong the game. Second and third, two outs. The Spikes trailing 6-1. Moronis sets. And the righty deals. Fastball high and away, ball four. So Moore works a walk in his opening plate appearance as a Spike. And the bases are loaded for Max Bushyhead.
Now coming to the plate for the Spikes, the catcher, number five, Max Bushyhead.
And Bushyhead into the right-handed batter's box. And the crowd is going crazy. Here's the set by Moronis, the pitch, and a mighty cut by Max, but a miss. 0-1, a fastball at 91, and Max Bushyhead, I'm sure, is thinking about old Granny here. 6-1 deficit. One swing, he can make it a one-run game. He takes a mighty cut again and misses, and it's 0-2. So down to their last strike now, the Spikes. Bases are loaded with two outs, but Andrew Moronis trying to shut the door. The pitch, fastball upstairs, taken for ball one. Tomorrow, 7:05 game. Be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at 6:50. Here's the set. A 1-2. Up and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. Spikes have been held to just four hits tonight, and their fourth came here in the ninth inning. They can jump right back into it with one swing of the bat. But they're down to their last strike. The 2-2 breaking ball. Called strike three, and the ball game is over. As the State College Spikes five-game winning streak comes to a close, they drop the opener of this three-game set here at Eastwood Field by the score of 6-1. The Mahoning Valley Scrappers now, after seeing their own three-game win streak go by the boards Sunday, start a new one here tonight. We will wrap things up from Eastwood Field right after this here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field Abrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, the final score tonight here at Eastwood Field, Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1. Spikes held to just 4 hits on the night. Scrappers with 10. The lone error belonged to Mahoning Valley. State College leaves 8 runners on base, 3 of them in the final frame, and Mahoning Valley leaves 9. The winning pitcher, Zach Collier, 3 scoreless innings in the midst of the game for Mahoning Valley to get the win. He is now 2-0 on the season. Jason Flores started for the Spikes, 4 innings, allowing 3 runs. Not too shabby of an outing, but he does get issued the loss. He is now 1-1 on the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 1,545 here at Eastwood Field tonight. And we'll be back with you tomorrow night, 7:05. Spikes will look to regain the momentum again, held to just 4 hits and 1 stolen base tonight. It's been atypical of what they've been able to do so far, and they'll look to rebound. On the mound for State College tomorrow will be Tanner Wiggins. And again, I'll have Spikes Live presented by Mountain Indy Health for you starting at approximately 6:50 p.m. So the Spikes now 5-2 on the year. Mahoning Valley now 4-3. And checking on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Trenton all over Frederick tonight with Rintaro Sasaki, the leading home run hitter in Japanese high school history, now in tow. It's all thunder in that one. Meanwhile, Williamsport did defeat West Virginia tonight 4-2. So the Cutters now in sole possession of first place. But again, 7 down, 28 to go on the first half schedule before all is said and done. But Mahoning Valley does move into third place. And they'll host the Spikes tomorrow at 7:05. And then it's on through the road trip all the way to Sunday. Off day next Monday. Back home Tuesday for Walking Taco Tuesday. Wednesday for Glizzy and Wine Wednesday next week against those very same Williamsport Crosscutters. Both games 6:35. Tickets available now at StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can also get tickets at the Spikes Ticket Office. Available tomorrow 9 to 5. Thursday open all day with the PIAA Baseball Championships in town. Same deal on Friday as well. And then back open again next Monday 9 to 5. They're available in person or by phone as well. 814-272-1711. Any way you get there, just get there. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, could be a big-time matchup on the field. Certainly big-time deals as part of the daily fan value promotions. I'm Joe Putnam. Final once again. Mahoning Valley 6, State College 1. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6:50 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long.